All right. Well, hey, good morning, and we're glad you're here. This would be the third of the Edge calls, and I hope they've been encouraging for you. 5 minutes every other week, we're just going to challenge ourselves in our faith. And by the way, in May at some point, we're going to start moving to weekly. We've got some great folks lined up, the president of Point University, the president of the Edge, Mark Whitaker again, are going to join us on these calls as well, just kind of lead us through them. But anyway, so I grew up in Florida in a house in the middle of an orange grove. My parents bought it from the original owners of the grove. So we lived in the middle of acres of orange trees. On one particular night, I was driving home in my old Ford Falcon. It was basically a tank. I'd filled the car up earlier that day with about 75 cents worth of gas, which was, as some of you may know, pretty cheap back in the 70s, although it seems to be headed that way now. I got about halfway down our sandy one-lane driveway and ran out of gas. Now, the problem with that was our drive was pretty solid, but it was very soft sand on both sides of it. So I sat there trying to figure out what I was going to do to get the car out of my dad's way as he left for work the next morning. And I began to hear noises from outside the car I'd never noticed before. They sounded kind of like this. Now, excuse how I look. And I didn't know what that was. So I got out of the car to investigate. I went up to an orange tree, and what I noticed was that the tree made this groaning sound. And then all of a sudden, out popped a blossom on the branch. And then out of the blossom came this little bitty green round thing. And it eventually pushed the blossom off and started to expand. And it began to look like an orange. And then the orange began to grow until it was a fully developed, beautiful Florida. It was amazing. Never seen anything like that. I had no idea oranges grew that way. Did you? Of course not. Everybody knows that's not how oranges grow. See, the thing about oranges is they need to be planted in the perfect environment. They need a nice sandy soil. They need a tropic or at least a subtropical climate. You're not going to be growing oranges in Auburn, Alabama. They need plenty of sunshine. They need some rain, or they need watering from those huge sprinklers that you see sliding through orange groves as you drive through the middle of Florida. They also need a good frost at least once a year just to sweeten them up a little bit. In other words, the secret to oranges becoming the perfect Florida orange, here it is being planted in the right environment. I share this illustration to show the fact that everything God created flourishes and operates at its maximum designed purpose when it's growing and operating in the environment that it was created for. Hey, that includes us. During these crazy times of the coronavirus, during the unprecedented times of challenge and opportunity, we need to make sure that we get up every day and move into the world God has called us to. That as we go into that world, we're firmly rooted in the proper environment. As a believer, our goal is to produce fruit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 tells us that fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Hey, in these days and times, who couldn't use more of each of those, especially love, joy, and peace, right? Well, as I shared in a previous call, Jesus said, you're the light, you are the salt, you already are. Now we need to act like it. That's what it means to be the edge in your business environment. You're the edge. It's just a question of what kind of edge are you? Are you a sharp or a dull, an impactful and challenging or an irrelevant and useless edge? See, the thing about the orange tree is that it doesn't labor and moan and groan like I actually did to produce an orange. It just has to be sure it's planted in the right environment. And the byproduct is beautiful, delicious fruit. What's the same for us? If we're planted in the right environment, then the byproduct will be beautiful, perfect fruit that will impact the world that we lead. Your employees, your business, your clients need to see those things when they encounter you. To bring those to them, you need to be sure that you and your people are in the right environment, that you're creating the right environment. See, the right environment is for you and them as much as possible to be planted in God and His truth, being in His word, being in fellowship, prayer, good counsel, great brothers and sisters who are like-minded in their following of Jesus, who are part of your day and your walk. For all the things that we all need to be planted in right now in this environment, those are the ones. And the byproduct of being planted in those will be fruit, will be beautiful, delicious, love, joy, peace, very attractive fruit to anybody who's around you and encounters you. And see, that's what your people and your clients, well, that's what they're looking for. Hey, for more of what the Edge has to offer, like our virtual lunches, the iron sharpening lunches, or the emails, or the Proverbs, or some of those things, you can click on betheedge.com. We also have some forums there now where you can go interact on questions. We recently had a city councilman who asked a question that they wanted posed to community business leaders. So go into the forum on betheedge.com and give some thoughts for those folks. Otherwise, hey, have a great day. Be careful and shape that environment and go be the itch.